Today's reading is a turning point in the gospel. Jesus heads toward Jerusalem, and the fulfillment of his mission as Messiah. There's only one person standing in his way, and it's Peter. Last week, Peter identified Jesus as the Christ, the anointed one of God. But he could not see Jesus as the suffering servant of Yahweh. Okay? Peter believed the truth, but knowing the truth doesn't make us holy. Like we say, Peter was the only one who got it right last week. But it's necessary but not sufficient to know the truth. Even the devil knows the truth and shudders. But the cross is kind of where the rubber hits the road. Like we say, it's not enough to know the right answers. In Eugene Boylan's book, This Tremendous Lover, he says, holiness consists in doing the will of God. All exercises of religion, prayer, spiritual reading, the sacraments, Holy Communion, Mass, however holy in themselves, are only means to an end. So like we say, last week Peter passed the written test, but this week he failed the road test. Pope Francis says the devil is a being who opted not to accept the plan of God. By opposing the cross, Peter becomes an ally of the powers of evil, a stumbling block to the work of redemption. Maybe just an aside, in the apocryphal book, The Acts of Peter, the story is told that years after Jesus' resurrection, Peter is in Rome and the persecution is fierce. Peter decides to leave the city. As Peter is fleeing, likely crucifixion in Rome, Jesus appears to him outside the city walls, heading toward Rome. Peter asks Jesus, Domine, quo vadis? Lord, where are you going? Jesus answers, I am going to Rome to be crucified again. And Peter gains the courage to return to Rome to continue his ministry, and eventually he's martyred. And that's really a fulfillment of that passage in the gospel that says, when Jesus is going off to crucifixion, Peter wants to go with him, and Jesus says, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me later. It's believed that Peter requested to be crucified upside down because he felt unworthy to die like his master. The cross of Peter is an inverted cross. It's an upside down cross. It's a symbol of humility. Now, today that symbol is used by satanic cults. But the upside down cross is Peter's cross, a symbol of being unworthy to die as his master. St. Paul, in that second reading to the Romans, says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Discern the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. So sometimes, Satan offers us a way around the cross. Satan tells us that the devil would really never want to inconvenience you or me in any way. He tries to get us to circumvent the teachings of the church, to find loopholes in God's law. But the cross is rather the image of Christian warfare. John Henry Newman writes, such is the rule of our warfare, that we advance by yielding, we rise by falling, we conquer by suffering, we persuade by silence, we become rich through generosity. We inherit the earth through meekness. We gain comfort through mourning. We earn glory through penitence and prayer. Heaven and earth will sooner fall than this rule be reversed. It is the law of Christ's kingdom, and nothing can reverse it but sin. As that gospel says, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So the spiritual life is really a walk toward Jerusalem. It means to be receptive to the cross. Really, the definition of a Christian is one who embraces the cross. That's the job description of a Christian. And St. John of the Cross would remind us, he says, on this journey, we must always keep walking if we wish to arrive. So we pray for that grace of perseverance, that grace of moral courage to walk toward Jerusalem, toward the cross, toward victory.